The date is the 26th of January 2012. Today, Linda Neaves is going to tell us about her memories of school life in Orwell during the 1950s. Linda was born in Orwell and has lived here all her life, apart from 1 year, she assures me. Linda, roughly which date did you start school? Can you remember?
I can't remember the date exactly, but I was five in April 1953, so obviously I started 1953. It was a funny start, really, because I think Mum took me to school, then thought she liked to have me at home, so I didn't go for a little while, and obviously the school authorities then came out and said to her, look, this girl has got to go to school, so I think I might have been about a month or two late, but I eventually got there. I was taken to school, like most of the children, possibly for the first week, and then we just made our own way there. Even though we were only five, there wasn't the people about then, obviously. So we would just walk. I lived at the end of Town Green Road and just walked up to the little school. The little school being Lordship Close Community Centre now. There was two teachers in that school, the old Mrs. Baker and the young Mrs. Baker. The old Mrs. Baker was very nice. The young Mrs. Baker, she seemed far more strict. But the school didn't have too many children in there. We were parted by a curtain across the middle of the school, so the younger ones sat in one side and the bit older ones the other side of the curtain. We used to go into the entrance, and that's where our cloakroom was. That was also where the dinners were served at lunchtime. And then we went into the main hall. The little ones sat in the first half and the big ones the second half. I can remember there being the ABC was going around the wall so that you could see it clearly. We had the times tables, that was also set up in sheets all around the wall. And I think that's why we learnt our times tables very well, because we'd sit there and it was like chanting. One's one is one and two ones, you know, and you'd do it as a song. So in the end, we learnt our times tables very quickly. Well, in fact, by the time we was eight, we knew up to our 12 times table.
Was that something you practiced every day?
Yes, it was. I can't remember too many subjects, obviously maths and writing, English, we did some games, but I can't really remember many other subjects that we did.
What about that, what we used to call years ago, nature study? Did you do that type of thing?
Yes, I can remember the nature study more in perhaps the bigger school, but yes, we did do nature study. Yes, we'd go out because the little school was surrounded by lime trees. You know, we'd go out and collecting leaves and all that sort of thing. And the school was heated by what I called a potbelly stove. It was a great big iron stove. It did have a guard round it, obviously, and that was heated by coke. And it was very efficient. I can't remember being cold at school. We used to have the knit nurse come. She used to come, whether once or twice a year. And I can always remember her metal comb being in Dettol, I presume, because it was always a white stuff. And she'd go through our hairs. Can't ever remember having knits, so that was all right. And then, of course, they'd come and you'd have malt and cod liver oil. You'd be given that if you perhaps weren't ever so robust, ever so healthy. So a lot of us. I can only remember having the malt once, which I thought was horrible. And I think most of us did. Yeah, but, you know, it was obviously quite important to make sure that everybody was getting, you know, goodness. We also had milk. That was during the morning session. We'd have little bottles of milk.